Good morning, Northern Michigan, and welcome to Q100's Northern Focus program. Community affairs and events, issues, and things going on all over Northern Michigan are discussed here every Friday thanks to our partnership with the good folks at Kirtland Community College. Do something today for your future that you can be proud of and visit kirtland.edu. Check out the new state-of-the-art Health and Science Center, the ever-expanding South Art and Science Center on 4 Mile Road in Grayling. Kirtland, be the future. We have a huge show today, and we got one of our best friends in with us this morning, Gene Ewing from Freeway RV. And Gene, year two of your ownership at Freeway RV. Year one was a blast, I think, from what you and Ned told us, exceeded all expectations. So you guys are expanding.
That's right. We are expanding. And we would like some new staff to expand with us.
Well, you can't grow unless you got people to do it with.
Exactly. Exactly. So we're looking for a service manager who believes in customer service as much as we do, because that's what we're all about. We would like to think we're the friendliest store in town, and we have a lot of fun doing it. We would like somebody with some industry experience, of course, and would be responsible for service writing and the warranty submission, and be able to manage the service team and have some management experience, but mostly have a good time with our staff and our team, because we sell good times to people. We sell happy family times and camping times. And we're also looking for a service tech that has some experience in carpentry or plumbing or electronics, something they've done, maybe not RV experience, that's fine, but something that would add to the RV maintenance and care that we need. And, of course, if they have roofing, RV roofing,
right,
or flooring or anything like that.
Anybody that's handy that wants to try something new, it's
exactly.
It's not like an auto mechanic. You just need somebody handy.
That's true. That's true. And we have a wonderful service tech that's been there for a long time, probably knows more about RVs than all of us in the building put together. And he's a wonderful teacher and mentor. And so he will teach. And yes, as you said, just somebody that's handy, that wants to work and likes RVs, maybe somebody that grew up camping. And
right.
Just loves it, you know, and wants to be part of having a good time and selling a good time for our guests and our people. And, you know, if there's a salesperson that would like to come on board, we would appreciate that, too, because we have a couple of salespeople, but we're always looking for expanding people who like to deal with the customers and have good customer service and love to be with RVs and people combined.
Well, your salespeople last year had an extremely successful year. So, you know, let's not kid ourselves. We all work for money, and the more RVs you sell, the more money you make. And with your location right there at exit 270 on Waters, that's why the service department was so busy, because you guys had so many people coming in off the freeway with, oh, you know what? We're having this rattle. We have this problem. We have that problem. You guys at Freeway RV were able to turn it around. So it's really been great.
We did a lot of what I call crisis work on Sundays because people would be going home and all of a sudden they would have a problem, the bearings or the tires or the whatever, and they'd pull in off 75, and our guys would what I call diagnose and treat right in the parking lot if we could and send them on their way, or they can leave us with a list. And then we'll get it fixed for the next time when they come up from Detroit or Grand Rapids or wherever. You know, our service department draws people from Canada and Detroit and Grand Rapids all over because of the quality work that we do.
Right.
We're really proud of them, and we want to continue that and expand it and have more people involved in it.
Then just jumping back to sales really, really quickly, we were talking off air about the new Winnebagos that you've got that are going to just be really, really popular. So a salesman is going to be able to make some money on selling those babies.
That's right. And we're exclusive dealers for Winnebago and Vengeance and Shasta in Northern Michigan. And we have a Vengeance toy hauler, a big one, ready to go out the door any day now. People are interested, and they're already buying. There's snow on the ground, but they're already buying, and they want to go camping.
Well, yeah. I mean, that's it. Everybody's chomping at the bit now. Spring fever has hit even. We had a couple days of nice weather, you know, a little bump in the road, but we'll be camping soon.
That's right. That's
so,
right.
Gene, how do people get a hold of you to get an interview and look forward to joining the Freeway RV team?
Well, they can go online or they can give us a call. And just ask for Gene, and I will be glad to talk with them or interview them. And they can send us a resume through Indeed, or they can just send it to us at freewayrv.com.
Freewayrv.com. What's the phone number?
989-732-0677.
There you go.
And we would welcome anybody who wants to just stop in, too.
Well, we know Ned and Gene really well, and trust me, you'll have a wonderful experience if you decided to partner with them.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Mm-hmm. Okay. We'll see you soon, and happy camping. We'll be back here on Northern Focused after these words from our fine partners at Kirtland Community College. And, of course, the goodies in the green room are always brought to us by Comps and Donuts in Gaylord at Jay's. All right, we're back on Northern Focus here on Q100, 99.3 in Traverse City, 100.3 in Grayling, brought to us by Kirtland Community College. Good, good friend of ours is in the studio today, Jeremy Bowers, the renowned owner of Spikes, the meeting place of the North here in Grayling. And Jeremy, well, for lack of a better term, kind of a sad set of circumstances that we want to get the community to rally behind and tell our listeners a little bit about what's going on with Lori.
Thanks, JC. Yeah, we're here today because we have an employee, Lori Lamel, that works for us. She's been there 22 years.
Right.
And she's the head of our kitchen, and she's been the manager of our kitchen for many, many years. And she was diagnosed back in December with breast cancer, and she has since undergone a double mastectomy and is currently in chemo treatments, and she's expected to have another 12 weeks of chemo, and then she got some spots in her lymph nodes where they're gonna get in there with radiation where they couldn't do surgery. And so she's off work for a year. And we are doing a fundraiser for her this Sunday, and you guys had us on last week, so we're just trying to get the word out to our listening area and let them know a little bit of what we got going on for Sunday.
Yeah, this is happening over at Tinker's, which Jeremy and I were talking about. I'm like, it's kind of interesting that, you know, the kitchen manager from Spikes is having a fundraiser at Tinker's, but it is a bigger place. There's a lot more room. And you were telling me about all the restaurants in Grayling rallying around because, you know, food service people are a different breed, but they all take each other to heart.
Yeah, it's been really nice. You know, I only had to make, you know, a phone call to each person. To each business and the owners or the managers and give them the scoop of what was going on. And they were all 100% on board, which it's nice. And we like that our community sees us all work together. Yeah. You know, we're all trying to do our thing, but at the end of the day, it's what's right to rally behind anybody in a time of need.
Yeah. Now, this is happening at Tinker's on Sunday. And I don't know what's the meal. Is it a pulled pork or what are they doing for?
Yeah, we are starting at noon, so 12 o'clock on Sunday till 5.
Right.
We are going to offer for $5 a person or $20 a family. You can come in and get a pulled pork slider, baked beans, coleslaw, a variety of desserts,
right.
A free drink, and you can check out, because we are also going to parlay that into some silent auction items, and we're gonna try to do as many live auction items as we can do based on the amount of donations that we have, which is
just gave you some golf and stay packages.
You guys were gracious. Yep. As a matter of fact, thank you very much. You guys have done a lot. There's a lot of gift cards in there, gas cards, and we always find that people pull together in this community, and we talk about it, and you often hear about it, of how much we pull together. And then, and as a business owner, people come to me an awful lot, and we give where we can give. Whether it be for a school function or something a little more along these lines, but our community businesses have given us a lot of items to put up for auction to try to make the most that we can make out of their, whatever they've given us.
Railing tough, Viking strong, man. I remember when we first got here and we had the golf team car accident, we ended up raising $17,000 for their medical expenses. So, that's...
Yeah.
We want to do the same thing for Lori.
Yeah, we absolutely do. So, we're kind of reaching out to everybody. Again, it's at Tinkers, 12 o'clock.
12 to 5 at Tinkers on Sunday. We'll be talking about it all weekend long. And
awesome.
Just spend a little bit of time. Come out, grab a pulled pork sandwich, maybe a beer, and bid on some items. And it's all going for a fantastic cause. And, if you've ever had a Spikes burger, Lori had something to do with it.
She did. She's the one behind the scenes. Yep. She's not the face everybody sees, but she's the one that puts the smiles on.
Yeah.
So, well, thanks, JC. Yeah, I appreciate it.
Thank you,
it.
Jeremy. Best of luck, and we'll see you there on Sunday.
All right. Thank you.
Okay. We got some messages from our fine partners here on Q100, and we'll be back right after that. Thanks to our good folks at Kirtland Community College. Goodies in the Green Room brought to us by the Jays Precinct of Cops and Donuts in Gaylord. All right, we're back on Northern Focus here on 99.3 in Traverse City, 100.3 in Grayling, Q100, brought to us each and every Friday by the good folks at Kirtland Community College. And, it's wine time. J-Bo and Lori get to do their wine thing on Thursday. And not that we're doing this every week, but Cassie Kurth is here from the Rusty Pelican in Gaylord. And we did a wine tasting about 3 weeks ago or so. And Cassie is back in with us. Good morning, Cassie.
Good morning. How you doing?
Well, I'm going to be doing better in a few minutes here. Now, Cassie, if people weren't listening a few weeks ago, tell them briefly what the Rusty Pelican's all about.
Okay. We are an independent specialty merchant and wine shop. We also have a tasting room. So that means whenever we're open, our tasting bar is open, you can come in and try any of our flavors.
And that's a lot of flavors.
Yes, it is.
So what do you got? Let's see here. We got...
I brought you a different selection
today. We had I think we had six wines 3 weeks ago. So you've got another...
Six different wines
six different
for
different wines
now.
Here, all yep. different flavors.
I've got a couple of our Michigan wines.
Okay.
And I've got some of our Florida wines. And I also brought you a special port. Do you like port? Have you had port?
I haven't had port in a long time.
All right.
I've never had mango port.
Yeah, it's really different. It's kind of like a tawny. So if you're gonna, if you want to try that one, I would save that one for last.
Right,
but,
yeah.
We've got orange. We should probably start
with the orange.
Okay. All right. Well, let's...
Okay. This is Orange Sunshine. This is a Florida-made wine.
Yep. It's from Florida Orange Groves.
That's plenty.
Okay. Sorry.
I got to drive this council. Okay. So here we go. Well, it smells like wine with a touch of orange in it. Oh, that's nice.
If you like Sauvignon Blancs, this is very similar in characteristic
and
body.
It is. There's barely a touch of orange in it. It's
a dry finish, so you get that nice dry.
Which I was surprised. I was expecting it to be overly sweet, and it's not.
Nope. And it's pure orange. There's no grape. It's grapeless wine.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep. All right. So the port we probably save for last. But then we have a muscadine grape. Have you had muscadine grape before?
I have not. I've heard of it, but I've never had it.
So this is from a different winery. This is from Summer Crush out of Fort Pierce.
Okay.
And I discovered this, and it is a sweet muscadine grape. So I'll pour you a little bit of that. Just a splash.
Just a splash. What's that flavor?
A muscadine grape has its own distinct taste and flavor, and it only grows in the South.
Right. It's not jammy. It reminds me a little bit, I don't know what flavor, of a jelly.
Yeah, a little bit.
Yeah.
Yes. Mm-hmm. It's kind of a semi-sweet.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Like Concord grape jelly, but it's not grapey. It's just kind of weird. It's like, I should pour it on peanut butter.
Okay, so then what we have left is a cherry wine from Michigan, of course. Our black gold dry. I think you tried the semi-sweet black gold before.
Yes.
And then, of course, this cranberry. This cranberry is phenomenal.
I was going to have you pour the cranberry in with the orange.
I can do that.
No,
yeah.
It's okay. Let's.
Okay.
So here, go ahead.
That would be fantastic, actually.
I was thinking about that. There you go. Well, that smells like cranberry.
Mm-hmm. Now, this tastes just like juice.
It does taste just like juice.
Mm-hmm. That does not taste like a quote-unquote wine at all.
No, it doesn't.
So you could literally put a splash of orange in there. We do wine cocktails all the time.
I was going to say, you could put a little vodka in this and make it.
Yeah, you could put vodka in there.
Yeah.
Here, hang on. I'll give you a splash.
Now we're pouring the Orange Sunshine in with the cranberry. Yeah, that's a great combination.
Isn't that? Yeah.
You're right.
Awesome. Great idea.
Yeah.
All right, so which one would you like to try next?
Let's do the cherry.
Okay. So this is from Thunder Bay Winery out of Alpena.
Yeah, I've had their wines before.
Okay.
Yep.
And it has
a big outfit now.
They are, yeah. They've been around for 15 years. Mm-hmm. Jeremy and Janice are the owners. Jeremy is our professional winemaker.
Oh, that's really good.
Yeah, it has a little touch of spice.
It does have a touch of spice.
Black cherry and a regular cherry mixed together.
That's really good.
Gives it some complexity.
Yeah, I like that.
Yep.
And what's the percentage of alcohol on these?
Typically, it's about 11 or 12.
Yeah, right.
Yep. Some are 10.
Mm-hmm. I like that.
Okay.
Cherry wine by Thunder Bay Winery, folks.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And they also have a spiced cherry, which is perfect for the fall.
Uh-huh.
Mulling that in the fall. All right. So you think cranberry? Or no,
no,
I mean,
we already did that. No,
black
let's do
cherry.
That. Let's do the the port.
Okay.
The bottle's cool.
Yeah, it's designed that way to help protect it because it has been aged
and
oaked.
That's plenty.
So this is almost going to taste butterscotch.
Really?
Butterscotchy, yep.
That's different for port.
Uh-huh. It's similar to a tawny, but it is pure mango. And this one is 18% alcohol.
Wow.
Hello. Hello, Friday.
That's delicious.
Isn't it different?
That would make a great after-dinner wine.
Yes, it would. Perfect in lieu of dessert, even.
Oh yeah,
mm-hmm.
No, I'm impressed with that.
Good. We have several other ports too at the store.
Really?
Yep.
And I know you brought another assortment of spices and cheeses and crackers.
Yep, bread mixes. Yeah, we sell all of that at the store as well.
Yeah, it's the funnest store in Gaylord, folks.
Hands down.
Hands down, no doubt about it. It's right on Main Street. What are your hours, Cassie?
We are open from Tuesday through Saturday, 11 to 7, but we are going to be doing our seasonal extending hours.
Right.
We're going to be open beginning on May 6th on Mondays as well. So.
And I know it's so, and you're open, those hours always open for tasting.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And but one of the things that we were talking about last time, and I think it's a cool idea, is if you call ahead, if you got a group,
yes,
then you then Cassie will put together a little bit more of a cool presentation like we're doing here today.
Little
snacks, and really give you an idea of when you want to host a party, how cool the Rusty Pelican can make it.
Yes, and we're already booking out into August, so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, plus you've got graduation parties. I'm sure you got some of
wedding
that.
Parties.
Yeah,
that's
great stuff. All right. So, Cassie, how do they get a hold of you?
Okay. So they can contact us on our business line, which is 989-448-8697, or email me or contact us through our Facebook page, The Rusty Pelican.
Just The Rusty Pelican.
Mm-hmm.
There you go. Check it out, folks. It is a great store with great people, The Rusty Pelican, right on Main Street in downtown Gaylord.
All right. Awesome. Thank you.
Thank you, Cassie. All right, we'll be back after these words from our fine, fine partners at Q100, the only place for rock and roll and Northern Focus, brought to us by Kirtland Community College. We're back on Northern Focus here on Q100, brought to us every Friday by Kirtland Community College. And we've got a lot of cool events that are happening in the area coming up. Katie Olson and Angie Hempel are in about a fundraiser for the food pantry. Now, this is the Christian Help Center, right?
Correct.
Oh, here, you know what? Oh. Sorry.
No, that's okay. I'll just stand over here.
You can stand there or you can take it back over in front of your seat.
Oh, okay.
Okay. We were doing our wine tasting over there, so I'm sorry. All right, so the Christian Help Center Food Pantry, which does such good work for so many families here in Crawford County, you guys are putting together a cool fundraiser for it.
We are. The Grayling Rotary Club and the Gray Rock have gotten together with Heads Up North as well as our celebrity servers this Monday from 4 to 8 o'clock at night.
Right.
10% of the food proceeds will go to the pantry.
As well as all the tips.
I was going to say.
Yeah, and the tips.
And the tips. So tip big.
Right.
Please.
Katie, can you pull that down in front of me? Thank you. Yeah, you know, we've seen some of these celebrity Spikes has done one for years, and it's always a lot of fun. Brings a lot of people together, and you got the great food at Grey Rock to do it with.
That's right. It's going to be a fun evening, and it's a great cause. We know that this winter's been especially tough for some people in our community, and the Christian Help Center needs our help.
Needs as much help as possible.
Michelle Bond at the Grey Rock approached Rotary. She's a Rotarian and asked us to help promote this event. So we're happy to do that. And
that's coming up real quick. This on Monday.
This Monday.
Yep, this Monday from 4 to 8 o'clock. Come on out to the Grey Rock and get some yummy food. And there's going to be some entertainment along with the celebrity servers. And so far this year, the food pantry has served 670 clients. That's 8,040 meals.
Yeah, they do amazing work, and we're happy to support them. We always are there around Christmas time and stuff, but people don't realize that the need is really constant. And
always. Yeah. It doesn't end. And we are open from Monday, Wednesday, Friday from 11 to 3.
Right. So if you can't make it to the celebrity fundraiser that's happening on Monday, the Christian Help Center, the food pantry, accepts donations from the public, correct?
All the time. Yep. Anytime we're open, 11 to 3, you can come on in and drop stuff off. You can bring food-related items as well to the Grey Rock when you come in.
Yeah, that's
Monday.
A good idea. Right.
And anytime.
Yeah. So that's at Grey Rock on Monday from 4 to 8. And we hope you can make it out and support such a great cause. Did we touch on everything, gals? Or
I think so.
I think we've got it. Thanks. Yeah, we'll see you on Monday.
Yeah. Going to be a great time. And like you said, great food. And for a very, very worthy cause.
Most definitely. All right. Thanks so much.
Okay. Yep. We got some messages from our fine partners here on Q100. And Katie's going to stick around. We got a quick look at sports, and then we'll be back with a more Northern Focus after these words from our fine partners on Q100. All right, we're back here on Northern Focus, brought to us each and every Friday by Kirtland Community College. And I've got some Grayling Rotarians in the studio with me today to talk about the big event, Black Bear Grand Fondo, stage three. This is year three of the new setup, right?
Four.
Year four. Are you going to talk or just, this is
yes. Radio.
Thanks.
Yes, I would love to talk.
Katie Olson is staying with us. Stephanie Reimer is with us. And she's doing sign language, which is really not very helpful on radio. So year four of the new, which I think everybody's in agreement that this is a much better setup than the original.
Absolutely. This is actually our 19th year to do a Black Bear event, and you are absolutely correct that 4 years ago we made the decision as a Rotary Board to change the format of the Black Bear to start and end our races at Hanson Hills Recreation
Right.
Area. And we have also really tried to support Hanson Hills Recreation Area with the funds that we've generated from this, our largest project.
Well, it's a local treasure, and it's been there forever. I know they passed a bond to do some infrastructure stuff, and Rotary has helped out with the pavilion and all the other cool stuff, which came in really handy last year.
It really did. We were even not sure that it was going to be ready, but it was ready for a little kind of welcome event to the Rotary Pavilion, and then it was also ready to serve our wonderful celebration meal under the Rotary Pavilion after they finished their events.
And the attendance has been really good for the event, and we want to get out in front of it and make this one the biggest and best ever.
Absolutely. We've been fairly consistent the last 4 years in our signups for the event. The one thing that we're really excited about this year is some of the events that there are many, many cycling events in Northern Michigan in the summer. And this year, two of the events that we kind of competed with the same weekend are being held on other weekends.
Oh, cool.
So we're really excited about that.
Plus, Hanson Hills has got a couple other cool events outdoors that are just enhancing it with that big Ragnar deal that's happening in June. And kind of a tough man run through the hills camping event, which is going to be kind of cool to watch as well.
That will be cool. Rotary will be there, too.
I understand that.
We will be selling the beer at the beer tent.
At the Ragnar. Well, we're talking to those people, and I think we're going to have some musical entertainment for that Friday night as well. So it's going to be a cool deal. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But so if you haven't ridden in the Black Bear Grand Fondo, how do you register, Stephanie?
You can go to our new site, and it's called runsignup.com/blackbear. Or you can go to our website, which is blackbeargrandfondo.com, which will direct you to our sign up. both places you can get where you need to go. Run Sign Up has been great this year because we can make the changes necessary and regularly update it with our sponsors and all the information that you need, including if you prefer to register the old-fashioned way with a paper form, you can download a PDF file and you can mail it to us here in Grayling.
And is there two or three routes? We went to three routes, right? So we've got the 100-mile. Mm-hmm. The 60-mile.
62.
And then what's the shorter one is 26?
45. Yeah.
So you you can pick your poison and participate and know that all your efforts are improving your health and bringing funds back to the community that Rotary always just puts here in Crawford County.
Absolutely.
Did I forget anything? Because I had a lot of wine earlier, and I'm.
No, I think you really covered it well. There is a challenge for everyone on those three routes.
Yeah.
The nice thing about Grand Fondo Start is that if you want to treat this like a bike tour, you can. And if you want to race, you're going to start first in line to get out the gate. And it's whatever when you roll through the starting line to when you roll through the finish line, that's your time.
Yeah, and it's about half and half. You've got some people that are really fired up to compete against the other racers, and you got other people that want to take the tour and be part of the event.
And they want to finish.
That's right. Finish. Or not. JJ didn't. All right, thanks, gals. BlackBearGrandFondo.com. What's the date again?
July 13th, which is a Saturday.
Okay, there you go. Thank you, girls.
Thank you, Jerry.
All right.
Bye-bye.
All right, we got to be right back after these words from our fine partners on Q100's Northern Focus, brought to us by Kirtland Community College. We're back on a Friday, Northern Focus here on Q100. We're joined by a fun guest that we have here quite often from the Higgins Lake Roscommon Chamber of Commerce is Tracy Pardue. And Tracy, the Great Egg Scramble coming up, that's tomorrow.
Tomorrow.
It's not Easter tomorrow.
No, we do it the weekend before so that they can spend more time with their families. And also there's so many egg scrambles or egg hunts next weekend, so we kind of get a jump.
It just surprised me for a second. I said, I'm almost certain that it's not Easter this weekend.
Nope, it's not.
Yeah. But that you're right. You know, Easter's a family event, and there's a lot of different places to do these things. So doing it the week before is probably a really good idea.
Yes, and we have a really good turnout, and we have filled thousands of eggs the last week. We have 10 bikes to give away.
10 bikes?
10 bikes. So 10 lucky kids will take bikes
They'll
home.
Open up an egg and it'll have a little card.
No, actually, they get a ticket when they come in and they get to put it in the bike that they would want to win. And we have from
So a Chinese raffle for the bike.
Kind of like that. 12-inch bikes up to 26-inch.
Wow.
So all sizes.
That's cool. And then you've got the eggs with all the goodies in them.
All the goodies, yeah. All kinds of goodies.
And that's happening at the Craft Center right in downtown Roscommon at 11 o'clock.
Exactly. So make sure you come out and see us.
Do you have to? Did the kids have to be there a couple minutes early to register? Obviously, they have to do something to get the ticket so they can register for the bike.
Yes, but we'll give them those as they come in the door.
Okay.
So 11 o'clock or a few minutes before is great.
Yeah, and then that'll be the last thing after people hunt down their eggs is that you'll pull the winners for the bikes.
Yep, pull the winners for all those bikes.
Very, very cool. So that's rain or shine, although it looks like Saturday the weather's going to be pretty good.
It's supposed to be nice, but we will be inside.
Oh, really? Okay,
we
the whole
are
thing.
Inside.
All right, that's smart.
Yes. I mean, we had snow yesterday.
I didn't notice. After coming back from Florida, thank you very much. So that's always a great event. Typically, how many kids do you usually get?
300 or 400.
Jeez, that's crazy.
All in the gym at the Craft Center.
A lot of yeah. It's a little noisy at that time, so it's good.
Yes,
warm up your hearts for the upcoming Easter vigils.
Yes,
and then we were talking off air. In a couple of weeks, you've got the Business Expo at the Craft Center.
Yes, May 15th is our Business Expo, and we do still have a few booths available, but we're looking at probably having between 60 and 70 booths, and that'll be from 3 to 6 p.m.
The Higgins Lake Roscommon Business Expo at the Craft Center has really been booming. I mean, I remember it used to be just in the main center, and now you're in some other rooms and everything
outside.
It's got turned into a big, big event. So
yeah, we have fun little silent auction, ice cream to give away. They give away a lot of little doodads and stuff.
Yeah.
All kinds of stuff going on there.
So if they still want to get a booth, how do they get a hold of you?
Just call me at the chamber, 275-8760-989 area code, and I will take care of that.
There you go. So that's coming up soon, folks. So if you want to expose your event or whatever service or business you're providing, it is a great place to, you know, literally to have 1,000 people get a look at it.
Yep, exactly.
Yeah.
So,
all right, Tracy,
and we know you're going to be there.
We're
so
always
we'll see
there.
We'll
be broadcasting live. Tracy Pardue from the Higgins Lake Roscommon Chamber of Commerce. Thanks for joining us on Northern Focus.
Thank you.
All right. We'll be back after these words from our fine partners on Q100's Northern Focus, brought to you by Kirtland Community College and the goodies in the green room provided by Cops and Donuts in Gaylord and Bell Iron Grill in Gaylord. All right, we're back here on Q100's Northern Focus, brought to us by Kirtland Community College. I have a new guest in studio with me, Rebecca Sunshine. What a perfect name Rebecca is a female fly fishing guide, and her business is called Sunshine on the Rise. So, good morning, Rebecca.
Good morning.
Today is not a perfect day for fly fishing.
No. Maybe for some steelhead, but not for trout.
No. But the season is coming up very, very shortly.
Mm-hmm.
When's the official kickoff? Trout season is...
the last weekend in April.
That's right, yeah. So coming right around the corner.
Mm-hmm.
So you've been fly fishing for 10 years.
Yes.
And decided to turn your passion into a business.
I want to get more women on the water. Yes. Fly fishing is my passion. I have an Asabo riverboat. And I want to bring my passion out and just build that excitement.
Yeah, so I know there's a lot of women fishermen, although you don't generally tie fly fishing with gals. So how do you make that next step? How do you get more women involved?
Well, there are a lot of different organizations. There's the Orvis 50-50 on the water. Women are the highest rising demographic
right.
of fly fishers.
I believe that.
I am currently the only female fly fishing guide in the state of Michigan. There's the Fly Girls of Michigan, which is an organization. There's about 300 of us.
Uh-huh.
We've got different events throughout the year.
Very cool. So... if nobody's done it before, what would you say to a woman that...
Have done it before.
No, I'm not saying... I'm talking about ladies who might be listening that are going like, I've never tried fly fishing. What would you say to them? Why try it?
Because there's nothing like standing in the river and having the water just rush by you. It's just peaceful.
Mm-hmm.
It's a zen. It's, you know, people compare it to yoga or, you know, it's just... submerging yourself in nature.
Yep. You don't know until you give it a try.
Mm-hmm.
So, and with an expert guide like Rebecca, you can enhance your enjoyment of it, learn how to do it, and make it fun right away. Rebecca, how do people get a hold of you to try fly fishing with a female guide?
I'm on Facebook, Sunshine on the Rise. My website is also sunshinetherise.com.
Right.
And my phone number is 217-1716.
217-1716, Rebecca Sunshine, the only female fly fishing guide in Northern Michigan.
Yes.
Thanks for joining us on Northern Focus.
Awesome. Thank you.
All right. All right. We'll be back right after these words from our fine partners on Q100's Northern Focus. All right, we're back here on Northern Focus, brought to us each and every Friday by Kirtland Community College. The goodies in the green room brought to us by Cops and Donuts of Gaylord and Bell Iron Grill of Gaylord, who's coming in next for our brunch session. But we've got a first-time guest in the studio, actually two first-time guests in the studio. I don't think my partner and wife, Cheryl Coyne, has ever been in Northern Focus before, and Anthony Nicetto.
Yes.
Yes, I got it right.
You did.
From Classic Computer Repairs, and with us, Anthony has been our IT guy for the next few months, and we wanted to talk about Anthony's ability to make all your IT solutions so much easier. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. Let me just say, when we came up here 6 years ago to own radio stations, one of our biggest challenges was IT. And we have a very unique business. It's not just your standard office IT. We were introduced to Anthony from Classic Computer Repairs in Roscommon, ccrnorth.com. And let me tell you, he came to us about 6 months ago, and he has helped us tremendously with our IT needs. I know as a business owner, sometimes it's challenging to have to get into the details of IT. Well, Anthony really works as an employee of the company. He's not, but he acts as an employee of the company where anybody who has a problem can call him. Anthony, tell us how you got into this and why is it so exciting for you? What you can do for businesses?
It's, you know, I just always grew up on computers. It was something that just had my interest from when I was young. And so I just pursued that as I got older and went to school for it. And, you know, I was bartending and doing construction. And I decided, I said, you know, I got to do something else. And so next thing I knew, I decided I'm going to start up a computer repair business. So started up out of the home, found a location a few months after that, and the rest is just history from
there.
Well,
and it's more than computer repair. I mean, you look at our business, it's IT networking. And
yes.
It's, you know, we have two studio locations, one in Grayling and one in Traverse City. And the fact that you were able to get us to be connected between two locations and serving audio through the internet.
Yes.
So when you think of business owners in Northern Michigan, a lot of them don't have that knowledge, right? They want to focus on their business, whether it's restaurant, retail, service industry, and those are the challenges that sort of prohibit us from growing.
Absolutely.
Because we don't understand IT, and it's very difficult to find employees who can just focus on IT, and it's costly. Where you come to us as a contracted employee almost,
yep,
and you act as an employee of the station where anybody can call you. Can you do that for other businesses?
Absolutely. And you know, like you said, it's, you want to focus on your business. You want to focus on what it is that helps your business run effectively. You don't want to have to be worried about fixing computers and, you know, oh, my printer's not working. So that's where we come in. We come in, we take care of those. And
well,
usually,
it costs you money. I mean, anytime you can't communicate,
yes,
digitally, and then you're just out of business, because then your focus goes from dealing with your clients and making money to the problems that you have, and you can't fix them.
Right.
You know, it's just so technical. The one thing I want to say about Anthony is, you know, I've been in business, not just the radio business, 100 businesses, you know, to get to this advanced age. And I've had to deal with a lot of different IT folks throughout the years. And most of them speak in a language that you don't understand. You're like, the flimma flag is down in the gizmometron. And you're like, okay, great. What does that mean? Anthony doesn't speak that way. Anthony goes, you know, we're having a communication problem between your computer and your network, and this is what I need to fix it. This is what it's going to cost. And then it gets done. That, you know, because that's all the time I have for it. I don't need to be explained about the flizzomatron and the goobalagalak.
We speak your language.
Yeah. Absolutely. And not just, you know, again, computer repair. It's hooking us up with servers and making sure that we have right network connections. And even when I just can't even open my computer because it won't turn on,
yep,
I can call Anthony and he will walk me through the steps to get that baby working again. So we highly recommend, if you're a business owner in Northern Michigan and you, like us, have struggled with IT challenges and just getting connected and being able to have consistent internet coverage, call Anthony. Look up Anthony. CCRNorth.com is the best way to reach you. Is that
yes,
correct?
You can find us on Facebook as well. And we also, we have a store location in Roscommon where they're Tuesday through Friday, 10 to 5, Saturdays, 9 to 3. And not just businesses, residential,
yep,
too. I mean,
yes,
you know, and we not only service you there at the shop, but we also do on-sites as well.
And you talk about your business hours, but the reality is you're on call 24/7.
All the time.
We can call you in the middle of the night and you would be there to help us.
I've had times where I've been out of the state, and as long as I have an internet connection, I can remote in and I can help a client.
Which is the truth. He has done, remoted into our computers and fixed them. And when you say residential, you also interface, like you can do the Wi-Fi along with the entertainment stuff that's going on in the house and that kind of thing, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yep.
So,
and Anthony, from a geographic perspective, I know you have an office in Roscommon, but you travel all throughout the region. Is that correct?
Yes. I mean, we're willing to basically go anywhere.
Great.
I would say that we go up to Traverse City, West Branch. That's kind of where our perimeter is.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, I've also done jobs down in Linwood. I mean, we've traveled further south, and, you know, it's if somebody really needs the help, we're more than willing to travel there and get it taken care of for them.
Well, this will not be the last time you hear from Anthony, but I highly suggest if you are a business owner and a manager of an organization that struggles with IT, look up Anthony, Classic Computer Repairs, CCRNorth.com. He will do for you what he's done for us, which is just make life easier.
Okay, next time you want to talk, always into the microphone.
Oh, sorry.
Okay. Thank you, Anthony, Cheryl, thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
JC, Cheryl, thank you.
Focus.
Thank you.
All right. All right, we'll be back after this. Well, the words, I've run out of words because we had so many guests, so I will just talk for a moment as we segue into my favorite episode of Northern Focus, which is Brunch at Bel Iron Grill. So here is my plate of food. Here comes Dean Bach from Bel Iron Grill. Dino.
What's happening, man?
Man, you brought us a ton of food today because we had a ton of guests coming in. And I know we were talking yesterday. You were already making some changes to the menu.
We've polled our customers over the last 3 months and to hear what they want, you know, as opposed to what we wanted to give them. And we've listened and we learned, and we're going to go in some little different directions. Seafood is going to be more of a focus for us, and especially on a Friday afternoon or Friday evening, what you have in your hand is really good stuff.
Black and white fish. Now, folks, this is a dish that I make. I make black and white fish a lot. This is amazingly good.
Well, you can thank Chuck Muir for that. That's something when I was 15 years old, I think I made that in class for a speech class. Brought my little setup in with my little burner and a bunch of Cajun spices and a piece of fish. And a little bit of butter. And a little bit of butter, and I smelled up the whole high school, man. I forgot that hood vents probably make a big difference, and they didn't have that in Mr. What's-His-Face's speech class.
If you don't know what we're talking about, Dean got his start in the Chuck Muir organization. Just about everybody in Michigan knows and remembers Chuck Muir and all the great restaurants that he owned and the lineage of amazing chefs that are all across the country now.
Right, and you can tell the disciples from Chuck Muir's restaurants that have grown up and opened their own places because they have a similar style of cooking, and they all have that bread.
Right.
You know, we all cook the same bread because we all made a million pounds of it growing up, and we remember the recipe, and you can't go wrong with it.
Well, you can't go wrong with it. It's the most amazing bread. It is so addictive, even when, you know, like, if they ask you for bread and you're on one of those keto diets, just say, yeah, don't even bring it.
Even my wife's on the keto diet, and she just says, you know, just one, and then maybe one more. And can you bring the butter? Because I can eat a lot of butter. That's good.
But this is really good. So you brought, and the linguine dish, this is what, crab?
So it's a primavera linguine with crab meat in it, and yeah, it's just really a basic primavera that, again, I used to make a lot of that and a nice clam sauce, and we put crab in it with a little bit of Parmesan cheese, and it's again a nice and light pasta and perfect for Fridays during Lent.
Absolutely. This is it's wonderful. You've got the slivered vegetables, the onion and the carrot in here, and then the crab is a nice addition to the primavera.
Right. You can get it without it if you're not a big seafood fan, and just get the primavera, the vegetables, spring vegetables. Mm-hmm. But the crab just kind of sets it off, and it takes me back to those days where you can smell crab as soon as you walk in the door of any Charlie's Crab restaurant.
Yeah. Well, they didn't call it Charlie's Crab for nothing.
Right, yeah. Right on.
So what else is going on at Bel Iron Grill?
Oh, man, we've got a lot going on. We're getting ready for, you know, the spring changeover from mud season, and we want to be prepared for, you know, I'm learning all about this mud season stuff right now, so we want to be prepared for the golfers. We've been told you're going to need a breakfast buffet of some sort with all the golfers so they can get in and get out. So we're working on that, and that'll happen Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday as part of our normal brunch menu.
Right.
We've also listened to people say, you know, we love happy hour, and happy hour is a really big deal in Gaylord. And where isn't it? But up here, it's real special to get a good happy hour deal going on. There's a lot of great places. And we put it out to a Facebook vote, and it seems that a pizza bar for $9 or $10, all you can eat pizza from 2:30 to 5:30 or whatever the case may be.
That's a good idea.
Might be something. And, you know, our pizza isn't. I mean, I can't say the word suck on the radio.
You're just joking.
Oops. It's with a Q. I said it with a Q.
Suke.
It's suke. But so
your pizza is already getting raised. I mean, you guys are doing a ton of carryout pizza.
We're doing, and that's another thing, is the carryout's been so popular that we are working on a delivery system that's going to at least get out to Mishaway and the Otsego Lake and Waters area for now. And that'll be coming soon as well. So, I mean, we've got our hands full. We are coming up with different promotions and ways to involve ourselves in the community. We started a community outreach program where you come in as a customer, and we're not asking you to donate. We're asking you to pick who we donate to.
Right.
So we've picked for charities, and you come in and tell us, hey, I want you to donate to Four Paws Love Incorporated, a portion of my meal, and we do that.
Dino, I'm sorry we ran up against it. You saw how many guests we had today.
Yeah, hey, man.
Usually I have them in for longer, but as usual, the food is tremendous, and it's all about big food and big fun. Tell the listeners where you're at and when you're open.
We're on Old 27, south of Benathums on Restaurant Row in Gaylord.
Restaurant Row.
Come on down. We're open every day but Monday for breakfast, lunch, happy hour, and supper.
Supper, and everything is amazing. Dean Bach from Bell Iron Grill. Thanks for joining us on Bell Iron Brunch.
Thanks, bro.
All right. That's going to do it for Northern Focus. Thanks to our good friends at Kirtland Community College and, of course, Bell Iron Grill. Joe Mama's up next. I'm headed over to WGRY for Friday Face Off. See you at 3 o'clock for the JC in the Afternoon Show.